This is up and asked the report and patient Mark Quinn, date of birth is 1-8-1968. Indicates procedure was anemia, and the patient was Exam question, duodenum bulb area appear to be moderate severe inflammation, bloody in the bulb of the duodenum with thickness of the fold, biopsy taken slight diagnosis. So the second question, duodenum appear and the muscle biopsy were taken as a workup for the anemia, for malabsorption, for the enterum, thyroid, pulmonary, and sepulchre, us personal. Enterum had moderate severe erosive gastritis with the nodular thickness of the enterum. Biopsy against patient is an LA classification grade B. Erosive esophagitis. There was such pre-suspicion of complication. Finding number one, LA classification, LA grade B erosive esophagitis. Number two, moderate severe erosive gastritis with a nodularity in the antrum. Biopsy against slightly histologic diagnosis. Rural neoplastic versus by itself. Rural helicobacter pylori. Number three, moderate severe bulbar duodenitis, the thickness of the fold, biopsy with a slight diagnosis. Number four, gross number, second portion of sex, third portion of the duodenum, biopsy with a oral malabsorption, recommend as anemia outcome. Recommendation, away from the bulbar biopsy of the duodenum comes out to be, and away from the antrum, nodular erosive gastritis biopsy, this biopsy comes out to be atypical cells or dysplastic cells, patients are referred for endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation. Otherwise, the biopsy comes in non-dysplastic. Then patient is going to bring back in 3 months because patient also have a grade B erosive esophagitis. To follow up with erosive esophagitis or erosive gastritis, erosive duodenitis. In 3 months, we start a patient also on fluoroquinolone 40 mg now, 40 mg twice daily, and Cetaphil 1 gram TID. And all the biopsy comes non-dysplastic and non-atypical cells and bring them repeat up and ask in 3 months. Advice to take half right water, 2,000 mg. So patients will be starting on, patient is to be on lifestyle modification, avoid NSAIDs. The helicobacter pylori comes positive, treat chemotherapy. Regularly, if you recommend a colonoscopy for anemia workup, check hemoglobin assay, TIBC, ferritin, and folic acid, 1 in 12, replenish accordingly. End of discussion. Please have a copy of the patient primary care provider, Dr. Joseph Tavernet, T-A-V-E-R-N-A, and probably Dr. Parham Sari. She was August 21st, 2023. The patient, August 21st, 2023. Patient of